على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. We congratulate the Imam of our time, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, all Shia and followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib, all lovers of Ali ibn Abi Talib, on the occasion of the birth of that great Imam. We hope that, inshallah, whatever was done here, showing the love to Amir al-Mu'mineen with the beautiful recitations and the participation of everyone, which makes it a lot more meaningful. Sometimes we have good reciters reciting, but unfortunately there's not much participation. Alhamdulillah, tonight we had good participation, and inshallah it was done for Amir al-Mu'mineen, and Amir al-Mu'mineen accepts, inshallah. I would like to say a few words in regards to Amir al-Mu'mineen that I hope will be beneficial. The hub, the love that we have for Amir al-Mu'mineen would want us to get closer to him. Who would want to love Amir al-Mu'mineen but keep moving away from Amir al-Mu'mineen? If you love him, you want to get closer and closer to him. You want to be like one of the figures that we know of historically, Qambar, the ghulam or the servant of Amir al-Mu'mineen, who stayed with him, served him. Amir al-Mu'mineen felt comfortable with him, shared things with him, or some of the other companions. You'd want to be someone like that. We would want to be someone like that. We would want Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh, to want us to be close to him in paradise. What's paradise worth if we can't be close to Ali ibn Abi Talib? We wouldn't want him to just be wherever he is and then we're enjoying, I don't know, the fruits, the streams, the other stuff that are described in paradise. You want to be there by Ali ibn Abi Talib, by Amir al-Mu'mineen. In order to do that, we've got to learn from him. Ali ibn Abi Talib is Qasimul Jannati wan Nar. Okay? He is the one that tells people, you're going here, you're going there. God forbid, when Amir al-Mu'mineen is pushing people in the direction they need to go, he tells me that, no, sorry, you're going this way. قسيم الجنة والنار. It's not easy. Ali ibn Abi Talib is very just. He's very just. He won't send someone that is not worthy. Okay. We need to follow him. We need to follow his example. We have to understand him. We have to understand him. One of the biggest problems of Amir al-Mu'mineen during his time was people didn't understand him. And unfortunately, even today, we don't understand him. We, the Shia, we don't understand Ali ibn Abi Talib. We don't understand what he did. We don't understand his sayings. We don't spend time analyzing what he said, what he did. Recite a salawat, please. Brothers, sisters, I think it's very important for me to remind us, especially in this day and age, we need understanding. We have to think about what has been said. Whatever any speaker comes and tells us, otherwise, the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen could be used to push people in the direction opposite to what Ali ibn Abi Talib called it towards. The words of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The same way that the Khawarij used the words of God that was supposed to guide the people to Ali ibn Abi Talib, they used the words of Allah to get people to go against Ali ibn Abi Talib. Some people today, because of our shortcomings, our deficiencies in understanding the words of Amir al-Mu'mineen, thinking about them, learning, unfortunately, this culture that let's just invite a speaker and they come, and if they're able to increase the volume of their voice to a degree and continue throwing out words, then we consider that to be a good speech. We don't really think on what's coming out of the mouth of this person, with amama or without amama, black or white, ends up being the words that push people against Ali ibn Abi Talib. The funny thing is, using the words of Ali ibn Abi Talib. We have to think, brothers and sisters, think about what's being said. Think about what you know of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Knowing who Ali ibn Abi Talib was, what he said, is supposed to be helping us make decisions today, not just be proud of someone in history. Qasimul Jannati wa Nar means his actions. He is the mizan. He is the yardstick. He is the one that everyone will be measured by. Meaning today, what you do will be measured by what Ali ibn Abi Talib did. Well, you better understand what he did. So you make sure you do what he did, not what the enemies did, not what the lost souls did, not what the people that one day were with Ali in the battle of Jamal, one day with Ali in the battle of Siffin, next day with the Khawarij against Ali ibn Abi Talib. You don't want to be like that. You want to be someone that is with Ali ibn Abi Talib to the last breath. You want to be like Ammar in the battle of Siffin, anytime that they would create confusion to get people that are with Ali ibn Abi Talib to get confused and think twice about being with him, Ammar was there. He clarified. He had understanding. Amir al-Mu'mineen himself said, he said, "La yahmilu hadha al-alam illa ahlu al-basar was-sabr." The first thing is basar, understanding. See what's happening. See what you're supposed to be doing. See what Ali ibn Abi Talib did. See what the Prophet did. See what Hussein ibn Ali did. See it, understand it, analyze it. See what's going on today. See and look at your own life, your own conditions, your own circumstances. See the parallels, and then see based on that what's right and what's wrong. One of the aspects, one of the areas of the life of Ali ibn Abi Talib that we need to understand correctly, otherwise we will face trouble. It could be used against the path of Ali ibn Abi Talib. Is the 25 years of silence that Amir al-Mu'mineen had after the demise of the Prophet, save about a few weeks, a few months, there's different figures that have been given right after the demise of the Holy Prophet, where he was either involved with correcting the deviation that had been created at the time, or he was silent in the house. After that, he came out in support of the establishment. Ali ibn Abi Talib, who fought against the leadership of those who claimed leadership after the Holy Prophet against the teachings of the Holy Prophet, the same Ali ibn Abi Talib, according to his own words in Nahjul Balagha, he goes out and he starts helping them, supporting them. In different ways. One of the important ways that Ali ibn Abi Talib supports that establishment is by giving them genuine advice. Genuine advice. And some of that is even found in Nahjul Balagha itself. There's quotes from the second Khalifa in this regard. He has confessed to this. But besides that, you can find some of the words. It's not all of them. Even in the various other sources, unfortunately, history does not record every little detail. We get glimpses, we get tidbits, we get pieces of what he said, what he did. Ali ibn Abi Talib supported the establishment. What establishment is this? This is an establishment. The person leading it is not someone approved of by Allah. Not only that, it is a person that usurped, knowing that he is not worthy, he is not qualified, and the one who is qualified is Ali ibn Abi Talib. They went to his door, burned his door, disrespected his wife, did all of that. This is the person who is in charge of this establishment at the time. Ali ibn Abi Talib supports this establishment. And this is part of the jihad of Ali ibn Abi Talib. A very difficult jihad, something that none of us would be able to do. None of us would be able to do. Not only none of us here, none of our ulama would be able to do. None of our ulama, okay. No one would be able to do something like that. There's too much pain for you to be able to come out and do something like that for Allah. جَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ Ali ibn Abi Talib, we say to them, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ جَاهَدْتَ فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ By Allah, every second of the life of Ali ibn Abi Talib is jihad fi sabilillah. In so many different ways that we can't even get our heads around it. Ali ibn Abi Talib understands, although he is the Khalifa of the Prophet, he is the rightful ruler after the Prophet. He is someone that has been oppressed by these people personally. The haq, the truth of Islam in regards to leadership after the Prophet has been disrespected, has been transgressed. He understands all of that. But he understands that his taklif at that point is not only not to fight it any longer after the few months after the demise of the Prophet, not only not to fight it, but to support it. Recite salawat, please. Rightful establishments, like the establishment that we're living under right here, or any establishment. We are supposed to support the establishment. Let me mention something as a side note here. It is unfortunate to see speakers who completely misconstrue events, establishments, governments, and history, create this big knot of mumbo jumbo, in the end, put out their poisonous